Okay, I'm here with my brothers and sisters. We're gathered online. I just did a teaching called Looking Back to Learn Not to Lament. Brothers, were you edified by that effort?
Yes, I was. In fact, I think you covered it so well that you pretty much left no scriptures for me to reference.
I try to be thorough.
You did a really good job. I mean, I can kind of throw a different angle on it, but that'd just be pointing to another teacher you did once. Teaching art you did once on lamenting over God's enemies when you have to leave them.
Yeah.
But that's entirely different topic in itself. But like, no, I was trying to find scriptures, and every time I'd find one, you referenced it later on.
So hey, how about this? How about speak about the concept then? No, not necessarily. I mean, obviously we love scripture, but think about the concept of that. Is that like, because a lot of people, you hear that, you know, people tell you, oh, never look back, never look back. And that's not really a biblical concept, is it?
No, because in a sense, if you don't look back, you can't be grateful. Like, think of Jesus with the 10 lepers and the one who came back.
Amen.
I mean, like, you can turn back in gratefulness to God to praise Him. Looking back in the negative sense always means, I think you covered that, looking back for the sake of wanting to go back, looking back for the sake of praising God for how far He's brought you.
Amen.
And how far you've for encouragement is a good thing.
Yeah, what you said yesterday, brother, you said God is faithful. Can we not look back in Scripture and see how faithful God is and look back in our own walks and see how faithful God is? If we don't do that, we're not going to grasp it, are we?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. The other brothers have anything to add in here?
We'll take a stab at a couple things, but very, very thorough and just a couple more scriptures that are loosely related.
Okay, and brother, hold on. While the other brothers are listening, while you do that, here might be a good idea. How about if somebody wants to, I'll do it when you're all done. How about look at your testimony and think about something that when you looked back that definitely helped you. So think about that, and then we could all share, looking back, how it definitely helped us. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I'm thinking while thinking. Thank you. Looking back, this verse popped to mind. You say look back, and it's for a remembrance and a reminder. We are told to continually remember. So I was, of course, thinking of Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen. That's like a
possible past darknesses and what happened to us in our walk.
Yeah.
So that we don't do it again. So we have that sort of, the scriptures are nothing but, if not repetitive.
Yeah, that's like a life verse for our body, isn't it? Hebrews 3:13. We really practice that, don't we, brother?
Yeah.
Also, you didn't say this scripture that I heard specifically, but you alluded to it. Luke 7:47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. As you had mentioned, remember how much you've been forgiven. So love the Lord even more.
Yeah, amen.
You start to get arrogant and think, I did that. I didn't need that much. Yeah, that's really horrible of you. Two other verses that came to mind. Peter, stirring up your pure mind, 2 Peter 1:13. I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. It's remembering scriptures through your pure mind so you can actually perform those good works. The Spirit is the word. Spirit can sometimes be translated as wind in certain passages. So Christ alluded to the Spirit as being wind. So we need to make sure it's moving and being remembered.
Amen.
And I remember things that happened in the past. I can't remember things in the future. So therefore, I must be looking back in some sense.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And this verse, did you mention Romans 15:4?
I don't think so.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Amen.
So looking back at the scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a ton of them in there about remembrance both ways, front and back, you know, not remembering or not looking back, excuse me. And then also looking back. And, yeah, I thought it was telling how, you know, if anybody ever tells you those two examples I use, that kind of really blessed me. When people say, oh, you shouldn't look back at any bad stuff, Jesus is like, remember Lot's wife. He tells us to remember the lady that went, oh, I missed that wicked town. And then I like that when Paul says, such were some of you. Did you catch that? Such were some of you. He doesn't say, oh, I'm never going to talk about what they were. Such were some of you, but now you're washed and you're clean. I love that. It's like
yeah, it's about Israel, but those things were written to us for examples.
Yeah.
The entire point of what was written is so we could look back to learn from it.
Amen.
We don't go back to lust that to go back into Egypt the way they did, but we can look at their example of looking back. We can look back to their example of looking back of how not to look back.
Exactly. Or how to wrongly look back. See, they could have looked back and glorified God by the miracles. They looked back and said, we want leeks. We want onions and meat and all that good stuff. So they could have looked back. So that's kind of why I decided to pick this topic up, because we were talking about brothers and sisters looking back and it causing destruction, but then maybe it's because we don't look back and look at the right things. If we look at the right things, it won't cause destruction. It'll cause growth and learning.
Yeah, it can be encouraging.
Yeah. Were you done, Brother Purghost, or did you have another verse?
Those were all the verses I could think of. Very thorough job, brother.
Thank you. Brother Kuo.
Feel my phone again. I'm using this phone. Okay, cool. Thank you. I just had one like concept that's kind of related to it. Like we could look back, like we were talking about today, how you walked up to a guy that was heckling you, who was a wood carver, but you approached him and said, you know what, I was a wood carver too at one time, and this changed me. So you can kind of, it's like, you can be relatable to people. You can help people out of their situations because you're looking back and saying, you know what? I was once there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go this way.
Yeah. That's like relating to people, right? Not in a sinful way, but that's like, I always tell people when I go and talk to homeless people and they're sitting on the curb, you know what I always do?
You go sit down with
them. I sit next to them. And when you sit next to somebody in a curb, instead of them looking up, you're talking to them, they go, oh, he's sitting talking to me. And they open up a little bit more, and then they'll talk to you a little bit more. So it's like getting down and relating with them, saying, hey, man, you know what? I used to be a drunk. I know what it's like. There's a better way. Let me tell you about the better way. And you like meet them where they are kind of thing without sinning. Jesus, our master, did that perfectly. He didn't party with sinners. He wasn't a friend of sinners.
Oh, yeah. And then just one, I'm not sure if you brought it up or not, but a lot, I think there's multiple times in the scriptures it talks about turning not to your right hand nor to the left. And I kind of found that was like the whole plowing illustration. You don't want it to be a crooked line. You want it to be a straight line. And just a few verses from that, Proverbs 4. I'll start at verse 24. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, but far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
Yeah, amen. Good verse. Good verse.
So, those are my thoughts.
So, can everybody share something that they would look back at and either really taught them to learn something. I'm thinking like in regards to your own testimony, it really taught you something, or you're really thankful for, or it's really strengthening. And the one thing I want to say while I'm thinking about it, for new believers, I think I said it in the teaching, but it's really important. For new believers, you got to be really careful how you look back, because looking back is dangerous for you, because you don't have good discernment. Your foundation's not real deep. You're not real set. You're not real strong. For many times, for new believers, looking back at your own testimony, I'm not talking about not looking back at God's word, looking at your own testimony, your own life, be careful, because it's like it's right there in your rearview mirror. It's easy to turn around and go right back to it. You know, if you were a young man and you had a worldly girlfriend and you become a Christian, you know, if you leave her tomorrow and she's still in your town, you can go back to her real easy, can't you? She's right there. But if you get in your car and you drive 1,000 miles away and go live with another brother, is it easy to go back to her? She's way far away. So new believers have to be really careful until their discernment is good and they're strong, not to look back at their testimony or those things too much, because that can stumble them. But you get further down the road, you look back at it and you go, oh, that doesn't stumble me at all. Man, that was wickedness. I'm way past that. So we have to be careful with new believers not to let them look back at their own life and testimony, because that can stumble people. Has anybody got an example in their own testimony? I could go I could go first if it'll help you.
I can go. When I look back and I see the amount of struggles that I've had and what the Lord has helped me overcome, it's a great encouragement to know that whatever struggles I may be having or are going to come up in the future, I can overcome them too.
There you go. You're an overcomer because you've overcome so much already.
And you can look back at the trials, and at the time they might have been scary, they might have been like huge, and now you can look back and you can almost laugh at them and praise God for helping you overcome them. And then it puts things in perspective now that there might be like a huge trial, but you just overcome and persevere. And in time, you might not even have to die. In time in this life, you might look back and laugh and praise God for it.
Yeah. Amen. And you know what the glorious thing is? When you're going through trials and you're going through all these things as a new believer, you know what's awesome? You don't have to overcome way ahead. Just overcome today. That's it. And then tomorrow, just overcome today. That's it. The next day, just overcome that day. You don't have to get your mind all caught up like, oh, I don't think I can do this. It's like, you can do this today. And tomorrow will take care of itself, and do it again tomorrow. And that's a much smaller section to go, I can do this. I can do this. If you start thinking 5 years down the road, how can I do this for 5 years? Well, don't think about it. You don't even have 5 years. You got today. Overcome today. Right?
On the flip side of that, you can look back and you can look at the times when you stood fast or you've walked by faith, and how God blessed you in it, and how God worked it out, and how your faith and the Lord upheld you through it all. And it's an encouragement to do that too.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. It's a great encouragement. Great encouragement. Anybody else?
So, one question properly. You're asking how looking back can help in my faith walk and possibly ideas of help.
Yeah, look back at something in your past life, your past testimony that you think about that God did, or something from his word or whatever, something that happened to you that greatly encourages you today. So it's like looking back for learning and encouragement. You're not looking back for lamenting. You're looking back going, oh yeah, this taught me, encourages me, like Brother Zealous just said.
Looking back, it helps show me how faithful the Lord is. Because I can look back at multiple points at once. I can see when he helped me. I can see the point when he helped me, then the point slightly after that when I stumbled, and then the point even in the more, in the closer distant past, when he helped me again overcome that.
Yeah.
It helps his pattern of faithfulness.
Yeah.
Also, when I look back well before I started seeking him, I can see places where I'm fairly certain he did things
before I even really started seeking him to convert me. I'm pretty sure there were people that gave me specific words of information that helped me avoid huge pitfalls.
You mean while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? Is that what you mean? Amen, brother. I'm glad you could see that. How about you, Brother Kuo?
You guys pretty much took all of my options, but I guess one that I look back on is like God's mercy while I was in my sin. Just all of the wicked things that I did, he was just so long-suffering with me. He gave me so much space to repent. He gave me so much time. And whenever I look back on that, I'm like, thank you. And now if I'm claiming to be your child, I have to have that same attitude towards other people and towards the world, like long-suffering and just the redemptive quality of it, I suppose.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got so many, man, we could be here all night. But I guess what the one I would share is I would share how God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I've seen that in my life. And I can tell you a time not that long ago, about 15 years, that I decided without my wife knowing what I was doing, that I was going to follow Christ. And I had known about Christ since I was 18. I had been studying the Bible for I might be born again for 15 years, but I literally been studying the Bible since I was 18. But I had been running from him and hiding, and I hated man-made religion, but I still loved my sin. It was all my fault. Got stumbled by a bunch of modern pastors, but it was all my fault. But anyway, I remember driving home in my car as a salesman, and I remember saying, Lord, I'm going to serve you no matter what. I'm tired of running. I'm going to do this. And I remember thinking, I got to go home and tell my wife. And Sister Amen will tell you that she was a worldly, carnal feminist. And this was not going to go good. And I was like, right? She's looking at me. Huh? And I remember telling the Lord, I'm going to go and tell her what I'm doing, and I'm probably going to lose this relationship, but I have to do it. For you, I'm going to do it. And I think everybody, all you guys know the story. I went back and told Sister Amen what I was going to do, and she pretty much said, what do you mean? You're going to follow the Lord. And I said, I've got to follow Christ. I said, I've been running from him all my life, and she said, well, I believe. I was a Lutheran my whole life, and I know I haven't been going to church for a long time, but I believe. And I said, I knew I couldn't talk her into it, and I just said, I don't know if the Lord gave me this or what. I just said, no. I said, you don't have it. She's like, what are you talking about? And I said, you must be born from above. You must be born again. And she's like, what? She'd never heard that before in a Lutheran church. And so she started reading the Bible, and I was like, okay, I think she's interested. I'm like, wow, this is a miracle. And the God was faithful, and the first person I ever witnessed to became a born-again believer was my wife. And her and I became partners in the faith. And so God was faithful because I told God, I will do this. I'm going to lose everything. I knew my career had to go. I knew the old man had to go. I figured I was going to lose my wife. I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to be like Job, man. I got to have nothing left. And God let me keep my wife because he turned her heart. Well, her heart turned, and God gave her free will. So I'm always thankful to God that he's a rewarder of them that seek him, because I decided to start seeking him, and I started casting everything out, and I said, no matter the cost. And I literally, before I knew my wife was going to be this, I said, I will go. Send me. I will go. I'll do whatever you call me to do. Send me. And I figured I'd be going out doing it by myself, and my life would have been destroyed. But no, God's faithful. And let me keep going. So it's Halloween time right now. You see all those decorations and everything? Now, I don't go back and think about all the sin we did, but every time Halloween runs around, Sister Amen and I were, everybody knew us as the Halloween couple. Yeah, we were wicked. we did the full-blown costumes and the partying and the wickedness. And every time I see this holiday roll around, I don't think about all the sin we did, but I think, wow, that's who I used to be. And I see these people, and I'm just so thankful to God that he transformed both of us, and wow, now we get to serve him. Man, you brothers and sisters can't imagine how wicked we were. And God turned us around and put us our feet on the narrow path. And so, yeah, that's my testimony of looking back and always remembering. I'm no better than these people doing this stuff. I used to do that stuff. I'm not that far removed. I remember it. But I can preach to them and go, you got to come out of that. Because if you don't, you're going to lose your soul. God's gracious. He'll give you the chance to do it. So, yeah, that's what I always think about. Sister Amin sitting here grinning and smiling.
Here's another part from my testimony. Looking back at all the times when my wife and I decided that we're going to follow the Lord, no matter cost or consequence, we're just going to stop compromising on everything that we know we should be doing. Every time we've given something up and forsaken something and turned our backs on it, we can look back and then we can look at our lives now and see that the Lord, we lost something and then God replaced it with something from him.
Yeah.
We lost family and God replaced it with a spiritual family. We lost this and that and this and that and God replaced it and gave it to us back. And it's, he is faithful and it's just amazing. And you look back at, you give up something and you walk away from it for him and he rewards you with it. He doesn't have to,
right?
But he does. It's such a glorious, and it helps you when you come up and I got to leave this. Oh, well, I do it.
We were just talking to Brother Kuo today. Your life's a vessel, and if you leave it filled with a bunch of junk and selfism, God can only put so much on top. But if you pour it out, what does he do? He fills you full. He gives you more. The living water starts flowing. So that's pretty awesome. So yeah, so those testimonies that we talk about help us to look backwards, to learn, not to lament, to be thankful. And so hopefully that topic helps everybody to see that when you're ready, and you know that it's right, you can look back at your testimony, look back at your past life, and you can learn from it and never look back. Don't be a Lot's wife. Don't be those people like, ready? We could say as brothers, ready? Remember Lot's wife for the sisters. That's a woman. Remember Demas. Paul says he went back for the things of the world. He loved the things of the world. So let us not be those. Amen. Let's not be those people.
Yeah. Quick question. I don't know. This just popped into my mind. Did you read 2 Peter 1:9?
No.
Okay. I have found a verse you missed. I was trying to think, and I finally found one. First, 2 Peter 1, he talks about what we must do that we're not barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know? Add diligence to your faith and virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and kindness and charity. And then he says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at all those remembrances. Yeah.
Let's not forget of the sins we were purged from.
Yeah. I told the brothers real quick, every day when I get out of bed, the first thing I do is put my long untucked shirt on. It's not a tunic. It's a long untucked shirt. Everybody has an issue with that word tunic. It's a long untucked shirt. Lots of people wear shirts, and some of them wear little long ones, but I wear a long untucked shirt. Every time I put it on, I remind myself of the gospel, and I remind myself how he once shed blood to cover us with clothing, and he ultimately shed his blood to cover us at Calvary. And I start my day thinking about that he shed his blood for me, and I preach the gospel to myself, and that really just sets me off on the right plane every day, because it's something, here's a pattern. We do it every day, and it sets you off to go and remember what he's done for us. So, and look what we just did, the Lord's Supper. I didn't even put that in there. Is that not a remembrance, right, of what he's done for us? That's probably the most important one. That's a good thing for us all to remember. Anything else on this, brothers?
That was all I had.
All right. Awesome. This will be up in the Ecclesia gathering area, and hopefully it will bless people. We want people looking forward, but we want people to look back to learn, but not to lament. Thank you, brothers.